USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is set to testify before two Senate committees today on the Hill as President Xi and Russian President Putin wrap up their meetings as well. The two leaders signed an agreement to expand their economic ties during a bilateral meeting in Moscow on Tuesday. Xi is in Moscow aimed at demonstrating the two countries' new friendship without limits. Xi and Putin emphasized the importance of jointly safeguarding their country's energy security. Putin talked about plans to put in a pipeline between Siberia and China ahead of the meeting, saying the agreement was all but finalized. Increased investor optimism about the banking system helped lift stocks yesterday with shares of regional banks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posted their second consecutive day of gains for the first time since Silicon Valley and Signature Banks collapsed less than 2 weeks ago. Still no word on raising the interest rate by the feds is on the table. Lance Pry, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.